Thank you very much, and we'll see everybody in about an hour. Good morning, Jewel.
Good morning. Back to business. I did not pass out an exhibit for this proposed motion for today. This is in regard to the design portion of the Air Park Fire Protection System Upgrade Project, which has just recently started construction. This is a proposal that we authorize amendment to our contract with Gillen and Hartman. They are the design consultants. This will finish the contract with them, and it took the project through completion of the design, the bidding portion, and submittal review, and any design changes that need to be made. Are there any questions? No.
Question? Hey, right. Okay.
Susie's right. Aware of this and
right.
The funding.
That's okay with me, then. She's aware of it. I'm on board.
You're on board?
This
she
project
did her
was budgeted in 2009, and we've in the
we've been putting money away on this thing for a long time.
The finally. Fire system is a must.
Mm-hmm. How much is the current design contract?
The design contract, so far, it was $260,000. This adds $70,000 to that, which brings it to a total of $330,000. The construction portion of the project for this phase one portion is $2,761,000, and that makes the design and bid phase services approximately 12% of the total project, which isn't unreasonable.
And how much are we paying? Is this we got? You say we got grants and stuff for some of this?
No,
or none
it was,
of it. This is all up.
Project
all
up. Budget.
All right, just a good example, gentlemen, why we need have good leases out there to help pay for these kind of upgrades. Another just.
I'm
I thought, I thought I'd give you that plug since you voted.
Okay.
Not to.
I'm glad you know where the airport
just
is.
Just to get.
George.
You, well, I do know where it is, but I know it's expensive
cool.
to operate.
You
so
do.
I think
how
we
much
ought to
does
be.
It cost? Do we make money or lose money?
I don't think we make much.
All right. I don't know. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
No. Are we making
okay,
money?
Go ahead, George.
I'll add,
got
okay.
motion.
What are we making? Yes. Are we making money?
No. I do know that, though.
We're not making money.
No.
I didn't
yes.
think we were.
I do have
I
a motion.
But you had a trick
be
question.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council hereby authorize its president to execute amendment number 2 to its contract with Gillen and Hartman Incorporated of Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, for design and bid phase services for the fire protection system upgrade phase one at the Sussex County Industrial Air Park at a cost not to exceed $70,000.
So moved.
Second, Jim?
Second.
Moved and seconded. We approve the contract amendment number 2 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you.
Morning, Bill.
Morning, gentlemen. We're here today for discussion of the parameters and an update on the work the committee, Mr. Baker, certainly Ms. Brandy, who has done a lot of research on this with other programs, and myself and Lawrence. I'd like to go over about the first 3 pages or 2 pages, and Brandy's going to go over the remainder of it. The rental program, as we stated earlier, is to provide affordable rental houses to Sussex County residents with low to moderate income. The statistics have shown us that 13,661 cash-paying renters in Sussex County, 40% are paying more than $750 per month on rent. There's 3,621 renter households making below $20,000 and paying more than 30% of their income on housing costs. Based on the most recent Department of Labor data, the fastest growing jobs are the lowest paying sector, the service industry. I should say the new development or the development, the old development is not adequately addressing the rental housing needs of the county low and moderate income residents and workforce. Without an adequate supply of affordable rental housing in close proximity to employment and town centers, the county's workforce must commute a great distance from work. Not only do long commutes have a negative effect on environment and transportation, but commuting also comes with high fuel expenses. Brandy will go over the information and parameters we've came up with so far as a group.
Good morning, everyone. As we mentioned, this is very much a working draft, so your opinions are always welcome. What we've come down to after several meetings is that our target income will be between 30% to 80% of the area median income for Sussex County, which is on the following sheet, but I'll have to come back to that anyway. They must be employed and live in Sussex County for at least 1 year preceding the application to the program. There's a little clause in here, which basically, obviously we want to help current Sussex County residents find affordable rental housing, but at the same time, there are many employers, we've discussed this before, PATHS, BB Hospital, and the school districts, where if someone has been, is coming here last minute and they need a place to stay, if those employers seek us out to find a waiver to that, then that could potentially be acceptable. That's up for discussion. Then again, this has to be the tenant's principal residence during the lease period. And with this sheet that you have here, what we've come to decide is that, and we've put up much discussion about this, but the rental rate would be 25% of the household's gross monthly income. That's everyone that is working in the household. And on that Excel sheet that you have, it kind of plays out the different scenarios of the different household sizes and how much they would be paying per month on rent.
So the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's the number of people in the household?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do they make apartments that hold 8 people?
If they have 4 bedrooms, potentially.
Do you know of any apartments with
no.
4 bedrooms?
But it's in the event that, like,
there
the
one's
rare
built.
Occasion.
Right, okay.
As you can see, this is sort of how we've determined. In the event that there are 4 bedrooms, we've just sort of placed how many people that, you know, you would correspond to that size of an apartment or townhome. Then for the project requirements, for as far as the developer side, I guess, applicants that come to us must have a minimum of 25 units total for their project. And if the project is between 25 and 64 units, they must contribute 40% to the program. And for anything over above 65, they have to contribute 15% with a minimum of 26 units. And the same with the MPHU program. They must be on qualifying land, developing area, town centers, and have public water sewer. All units, contrary to the MPHU program, the units will never be offered at market rate. They'll maintain, remain in our inventory for the control period, which is 30 years. They must, again, be fully integrated into the complex, and they have to come with oven, refrigerator, washer, and dryer unless the market rate units don't have them. And then, again, we do offer the incentives, density bonus, but it's a flat 20% bonus density instead of in the MPHU it goes up to 30%, but it will not exceed the 12 units per acre, and then the expedited review. This is, again, just the major talking points of what we've gone over, so if any have any questions or comments, please.
One thought comes to mind. How does this differ from rent control that we see in the big cities? Is there any difference in what you're proposing here than what programs that, like in New York and large cities where they instituted years ago these rent control type of programs?
This is volunteer.
Yeah, it's volunteer.
Those are mandatory.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the difference.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Still, it's a type of rent control. Once the guy gets in it, though, it is a type of rent control. And if I'm not mistaken, one of the complaints of rent control, and somebody tell me if I'm wrong, was that investors failed to, you know, put money back into their projects, and just usually a lot of times.
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, on the rent control projects that I know about, that it's total rent control
right.
The whole building.
They're not mixed.
It's not a
percentage. So because this is only a small portion, we feel that the people will invest back into their properties.
Right. Well, they should be. Well, at least as far as the landlord goes, there's no incentive for them to not maintain these property or the different units because they still want to attract market rate renters to the other units.
Okay.
So that's they don't
make the money.
That is a difference there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And any more questions?
That's okay, Bill. Mm-hmm. Most of the questions we ask are not good anymore.
Well, the follow-up, Mr. Cole said that there are several counties that have programs like this, and as I said, Brandy has done an awful lot of research on this. I mean, we go to Montgomery, Fairfax, Frederick.
Right.
She studied them all, and some are variations of this program. Some is our working group's own ideas. But what I'm trying to say is this program has been successful in other areas. I mean, especially Montgomery County, they're kind of both their programs. So that's the main reason we have studied it. Hopefully that we can get to a draft. Brandy has started that. She didn't want me to bring this up, and we're about finished. We do need to ask Jim some questions. Brandy does, and fill in some blanks. But it is with Dave review. I think Dave feels comfortable.
Everybody's kind of...
Let me ask you one other question. How much will it cost the county to monitor this program? Because I know there's costs associated with our other program.
Right.
About this program. Do you have any idea what it's going to involve? Another committee? Another this? Or consultants?
Well,
what
we'll be doing is we'll be screening the initial applicants. So mm-hmm. determining if they're eligible as far as income and whatnot. Then we'll give them a certificate to say, hey, yes, you qualify for the program. And then essentially the management company or whoever runs the complex will work with us, and we'll do the initial screening and then pass them on to whatever unit is available or vacant.
So you have a chart, I guess, somewhere in our offices, say at X, Y, and Z apartment complex, these are supposed to be,
right.
And you'll know if they're vacant or open?
Right. So and most... Other
you can't fill them. You're only we can. You,
mm-hmm. Right.
We
well,
would
they
go through our clients.
Right. We'll have sort of a waiting list of eligible households, and then we'll be notified as soon as one is vacant or available, and then pass on the person who is eligible for that particular apartment. And in most programs, they have sort of a website where they show the different complexes and what's currently available, and if you can apply.
The covenant to be put on our individuals or was have agreement with a landlord. We will be verification as we do with our CDBG and all our programs. Of course, zoning, I have to pass everything and it has to be approved there.
Right.
Vans and inspectors will do that part to make sure it's right. So any other inspection after the fact.
We're going to be the clearinghouse, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
On
yes.
the project.
But it'd be minimum other than, yes, we may have to eventually sign somebody to go and make sure that the documentation's there once every 2 years of monitoring.
Also, we've included where the landlord or the owner of the property will have to submit sort of a yearly report, some kind of audit system to ensure that
right.
everyone that's in the household is of eligible income, paying the certain rents.
I guess the bottom line is at this present time, you don't feel that we're going to need to employ anybody more than what we have on
right
staff
now,
to get the program up and running and see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
And Bill's office has experience with these income-based
right.
other income-based programs, the CDBG, so they have experience with it, checking out the income information and whatnot. And it would be on a trial basis also, because
sure.
we know there's going to be kinks in
yeah.
this.
This is, again, we're establishing a test period of 30 months and seeing how that goes.
My question is, I guess, I see the document, and Bill, you're talking that we need to do it. Do we need to do an ordinance form?
We handed out this.
That's.
No, no.
No, I didn't say that.
We have a draft ordinance.
Is the next step to be made into an ordinance?
Yes, it would be.
Yes.
Okay. Do we need, I guess we can take consensus to move forward, Mr. Coleman, yes?
Well, yeah, until you see something in writing, see what it looks like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Hard to make any decision on this.
Yeah, this was just the major points to see what everyone.
But you, is, yeah, they're asking for input, and we'll go, Mr. Bishop.
But you guys do realize the marketplace right now is bringing down a lot of those rents by itself.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah.
You have a consensus, Bill, man, that unless you guys hook up with Dave and Jim, unless, if you feel comfortable putting it in ordinance form and keep it.
Well, it's already in a draft ordinance.
It needs to be reviewed.
But it needs to be.
There's some other issues there.
All right.
It needs to be tweaked.
You guys get together, and I think we're rocking and rolling.
And once we do that, can we come back on the agenda in a couple of weeks or so?
Absolutely.
For the first of the year.
When you guys get everything done?
Well, we'll leave it up to Jim and you guys.
We'll send a draft copy out to the council.
Yeah.
And then
leave that up to
consideration if you want to introduce it this fall.
Sure. That's cool.
First of the year.
All right. That's cool.
That's all we had. Thank you, John.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Just because you're lame, Dr. George, doesn't mean that we got to be one. Okay?
Yeah.
Public hearing, I guess. Being we have it advertised and we're half an hour late, we got two choice. Jim, should we do the...